Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM. This is Russian Tim Show. This band is called Come Back Kid. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Russian Tim Show. I am Russian Tim, and we're broadcasting live from University of British Columbia, Canada on 101.9 FM in Vancouver and CITR.ca and your personal cellular devices all over the world. I just started the show with a band called Come Back Kid. They're originally from Winnipeg. That was a song called GM, Vincent, and I. And the reason I played the show because I just got back from visiting my favorite festival, music festival of all time. It's called simply called The Fest in Gainesville, Florida. It was absolutely amazing experience of 4 days of punk rock music. And today I will play some of the bands which I saw there. I enjoyed, I liked, and Come Back Kid was one of these bands. It was super nice to see because there's three members from Come Back Kid. They live in Vancouver. and they play in local bands, so it was really cool to see them play at such a cool, massive festival and being absolutely amazing. So today on the show, like I said, I'll play a few songs, and how about we'll start with a few pop punk songs which I heard there and I liked, and we'll start with a band called The Raging Nathans, and the song which I was looking forward to hear the most at the festival. That's one of my favorite songs of the past couple of years. It's called Drug Dealing for Money. The Raging Nathans, they are from Ohio, super fun pop punk band, and this band is fun too. Okay, let's do it. You listen to Russian Tim Show on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Drug Dealing for Money by The Raging Nathans.
Was it acting like a- Right back into your lying face. And I
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show. I am Russian Tim and I'm playing some punk rock music for you from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much for all the messages. Thank you so much for happy birthday wishes. Messages are coming from all over the world, from North Vancouver, from the most regular listener and the most loyal fan of CITR, Adam, to people in Hertfordshire in England. Good. Thank you so much. Thanks for everyone for listening and the very nice messages. I played you some bands which I saw at the fest in Gainesville last weekend, and that was amazing. If you're not very familiar with the festival, it happens every last weekend of October in Gainesville, Florida. There's 350 bands, punk rock bands, playing at about like 25 plus venues, and it's magnificent because it's a small town, university town, which for the weekend has been taken over by punks, and literally it's very small, I don't know, downtown area, and it's covered with people in the punk band t-shirts and running from one venue to another, watching different bands. It's a really fun experience, and the atmosphere is extremely welcome and inclusive, and I absolutely love it. I go there every year, and I'm still buzzing from the festival, so I decided to play some of the bands which I really liked and saw at this festival. The opening track from this block was by The Raging Nathans. That was a song called Drug Dealing for Money, and that was a song from their split with the band called The Dwarves. Then we heard a band called No Trigger from Boston, Massachusetts. They are released a brand new album. The new album is called Doctor Album, and I listened to this album a couple of times, and I liked a couple of songs, and one of the songs which I played was called No Tattoos, which I can relate because I don't have any tattoos. But when I saw them, they were so super fun, and after that I've been listening to this album consistently, and I absolutely love it. After that we heard a band called Death Neglector. They are from Orlando, Florida. Again, that's a unique opportunity. If you go to Fest, you get opportunity to see some of the smaller bands which would probably never play in Vancouver, and I hope Death Neglector will, from Orlando, they will eventually play in Vancouver, but I know how far away this is and how tough touring is. So that was another cool band. Then I played two bands which for me are absolutely staples of going to the fest. Those two bands are 100 associated to the fest, because fest is such a good energetic experience, and when the copyrights and the dopamines play, it's the show, the place just explodes, because you get, let's say, a 400 people venue, every single person knows every line of every single song, and it just a consistent sing-along happiness, hugness, and it's I'm running out of words, because it's such a fun experience, especially if you like those two bands and if you like going to shows, if you like punk rock. That energy from the copyrights and the dopamines is absolutely super fun. I played the song Pretender by the Copyrights, and I Rebuy the Dopamines. All right, let's keep moving to a few other bands which I saw, discovered, and was very impressed. And those bands I've never seen before, but I've been a fan for a while. And one of the bands which I was absolutely blown away, I went to see them twice. They're called Lone Wolf. They are from Rotterdam, Netherlands. Super nice, absolutely such soft, catchy pop punk. Super fun and like nice people all the way flew from Netherlands to play a couple of sets, and I absolutely loved it. They're called Lone Wolf, they're from Netherlands, and this song is called Something to Destroy. Alright, let's do it. You're listening to Russian Tim Show, and this band is from Netherlands, Rotterdam, and this song is called Something to Destroy.
I want something.
Hello, hello, you listen to the Russian Tim Show, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. Today I'm playing for you some bands which I saw past weekend at the fest in Gainesville, Florida. It's my favorite punk rock festival, and it was so fun that I cannot stop thinking and playing, listening to the songs which I saw there. Let's go through three songs which I played for you. The opening track was by the band called Lone Wolf from Netherlands. From the city of Rotterdam, and they had very, for football fans, they have very cool merch. They have koozies, which were the logo of Feyenoord, their local football team, redone as Lone Wolf, as the band name, which I think I like when bands do reference to football teams, and that's good. So that was a song called Something to Destroy from their album Together Alone. Then we heard a band called Odd Robot, the song called Scheinde Freunde. That song about someone being happy when someone else is unhappy. That was they are from Fullerton, California, and that was a song from the album called Amnesiatic. Again, super catchy, like almost power pop band. And again, I listened to them and I was just like, yeah, that's cool. I like this. But then on the other hand, also I watched them play live, and it was so. It all kind of makes sense. It's one of those experiences when you see band and like, ah, okay, I get it. And then when you listen to the record, it sounds good as well. And then I played you a band called The Underground Railroad to Candyland. That was a song called Body of the Bird from their Bird Ruffs. This is the band from the Recess Records and Toys That Kill family. Absolutely, it was so much fun. In the end of the show, they brought pretty much the whole crowd on stage. It was just like they wore costumes. It was just such a cool experience. And that Body of the Bird song was one of the highlights of the Underground Railroad to Candyland set. Alright, let's keep moving. Let's play some more music, and then I play you a band called Cat Bite. They are from Philadelphia. I heard about them, I wouldn't say for months, like maybe for a couple of years. No, definitely more than a couple of years. I heard them, that people were so excited about them, and I tried to listen to them, and it just doesn't work. I couldn't really understand, like, what's cool about them. It wasn't clicking with me, and then I saw them live, and now it's absolutely clicked. Just to give you an idea, and there is, it's a ska band. They played a small venue, but the energy was like it was like a stadium gig. They were so cool, so charismatic, so you know, like it was so much fun to watch. And then the songs all make sense. And their singer Brittany, she's also super charismatic, and very amazing voice. And like now like I'm a big fan of this band. So hopefully I'll share my passion for them with you. And this song is called Call Your Bluff, and this band is called Cat Bite. You listen to Russian Tip Show.
We'll be right back. space in between, I'll give it to you. If
I'm a nearby crime.
Hello, that was Russian Tim Show on CITR. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for all the messages. Thanks for all the calls. That was great. I just played you four bands, which I think cool. I think they're cool. And that's why I played them for you. The opening track was by Cat Bite. They're from Philadelphia. That was a song called Call Your Bluff from the album called Nice One. Really such a fun band to see live. Another fun band to see live, which I played, that was next, Devon K and their Solutions. Devon K, he also plays in a band called Direct Hit. But they're so much fun. They have a horn section, which is super fun. They're dancing, they're playing, they're jumping all over the place. Devon himself is a super charismatic leader, and he plays like so much. He makes so much funny jokes, it's just such a fun band to see live. I heard I played you a song called In Space In Between from the new album Grieving Expectations. Then I played you a song by a band called Against All Authority. I think that was their reunion show, but they haven't played in forever. I played a song called Wet Foot Policy, where there's quite a lot of this guitaring and like playing with different reverbs and effects and echoes. And they did this live and it was so cool. I was blown away how like they did all this crazy dub effects on the guitar live, and it really was cool. And the final track was by the band called Dissidente. That's the band they attracted me because their name was spelled, the band name was spelled in Russian, and I was like, oh, that's curious, I kind of can read this. And turns out that two guys from the band, they are from Moscow. The band is now located, they were born in Moscow, moved to States, they are located now in Pittsburgh. And again, another great band which I saw at the fest, that was the album called The War on Two Fronts, and I played you a song called Corvid. Super fun. This is it. I played a whole bunch of bands which you probably may never heard of, but I did really have a fun time at the fest and I really wanted to share, and hopefully maybe somebody will enjoy their music too, because I had such a fantastic time at the fest. Fest is the best, and if you like punk rock, I do highly recommend. Thanks so much for listening. You can find this the episodes of this program on Spotify and on CITR website. And I'll finish the show with a band called The Flatliners. They play the festival as well, the band from Toronto, Ontario. But there was a very cool, not very cool, but it was an interesting story which surrounded their set, because their guitarist Kurt, for some family reasons, wasn't able to fly into Florida and attend the festival. So Stu, who plays in Comeback Kid and also played in Living with Lions from Vancouver, they asked him if he could fill in, and Stu pretty much in a couple of days had to learn Flatliner set, and like all these songs, and he likes and knows the band, but still playing is completely different. And I think without practices, he played two sets with them, like absolutely fresh. That was absolutely incredible, and like made no mistakes. That was absolutely perfect. Like you couldn't even hear that Stu was filling in. And on Saturday, he just was an absolute hero because he played an 1 p.m. So 2 p.m. set with Combat Kid, that's his normal band. Then he played a midday set around 6 p.m. with the Flatliners, where he was filling in. And then Combat Kid did a secret set at 1 a.m. in the morning, and he played again. So three sets at the big festival, and one of the sets with Not Your Even Band. So Stu is the absolute hero of the fest for me. And I would like to close the show with a song by Flatliners. The song is called Caskets Full, and I'm just gonna play it for you. Thanks so much for listening. That was Russian Tim Show. Have a super, super wonderful day and weekend. And this is the Flatliners. Thank you. Bye-bye.